Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
I'm John Batchelor with Professor Jonathan Healy, whose new book is The Blood in Winter, England on the Brink of Civil War, 1642. This is a backstory to the American Revolution in addition to all the other, the tumult of the last 400 years. We need to be very careful about who are the contestants. We have Charles I, who is a king by right. He is the younger son of James I. The man they believed was going to be the king, Henry, died suddenly at the age of 18, breaking the heart of his father, James I. James died in 1625. Charles has been king since 1625 and has been up against Parliament for some occasions beforehand, including not calling Parliament for, I think, 11 years, a long time, because he didn't want to deal with them. However, he's now riding back to a Parliament that's very much in session. And we need to meet the expectations of Parliament. Jonathan, it's divided into two pieces, the Commons and the Lords, but very profoundly different attitude towards each other then that we know now. What power did the Lords have? What power did the Commoners have between them? And what was their position of Charles? Was it united in any fashion?
Well, at this point, unlike today, the Commons and the Lords were sort of, you know, roughly equal partners in many ways. And theoretically, the Lords was superior. But the Lords was much smaller in terms of numbers than the Commons. The Commons had about 500 members, the Lords, around about 100. And at this point, a lot of the real kind of political sort of momentum is coming from the Commons. As a general rule in this period, the Commons is more radical than the Lords. They're more oppositional when it comes to the crown. The sort of forces of reform, the forces of opposition are stronger in the Commons. But in both houses, there is a balance. You know, there are people who are broadly reformist, and there are people who are becoming more obviously royalist. And actually, one of the things that had been happening over the last year, despite the fact that Charles had suffered this kind of incredibly humiliating defeat in England, is that his party in both houses was becoming stronger. That really underpinned a lot of the dynamic of the next few months, because you've got these kind of balanced forces in both houses, but with the Commons slightly more reformist, slightly more parliamentarian, if you like, the Lords slightly more royalist, and that very, very fine balance would become very, very crucial. And then the thing to remember, of course, is that any legislation has to go through the Commons, the Lords, and get the royal assent. So that means that there's this kind of real sort of tension about what the Parliament can do, because it depends, as it does today in representative institutions, it depends on the numbers. It depends on which party, if you like, to use an anachronistic term, can, get the votes.
This is called the Long Parliament. Why? Because it never actually recesses. It always keeps a committee floating no matter how many days they take off. The Long Parliament has an achievement that has alienated the king, the execution of Strafford. Strafford, a man by the name of Wentworth, was Charles's best idea for Ireland. What did he do to offend the Parliament, and why did he think it was necessary to execute him, Jonathan?
Well, he was dangerously effective, and that's bad news, because he's one of the few people who the parliamentarian, the reformists, feel can actually galvanize Charles's side. But the other thing is about Strafford is that, one of the tensions in English society in this period is a tension between what you might call, say, law and government, whereby there are certain things which are difficult to solve using existing law. And so there are people who argue that in those circumstances, the government can do what's necessary, even if it's not really within the law, and to reform the state, reform tax, create revenue, those kind of things. And Wentworth is a very, very Wentworth. I'll call him Strafford because that's what he is at the start of the book. Strafford is a really, really powerful advocate of this idea that ultimately, if something needs doing for the necessity of the state, then the crown can override the law to do that. And that is a very, very dangerous ideology for a lot of people on the other side, because they think that that can lead to tyranny. So that's why they go after him. Unfortunately, they're impeaching him. It's the sort of origins of the process of impeachment that you have in the US and we've sort of lost over here in the UK. And when they impeach him, they impeach him for high treason. But the trouble is, you've literally got Charles I sort of sitting there in Westminster Hall during the trial, sort of nodding along and visibly showing his support to Strafford. So it's very, very hard to actually get the charges to stick.
And Strafford is amazed that Charles betrays him. And I think you write that Charles regretted this almost more than any other bad decision he'd ever made, letting Strafford go. Is that correct? And why did he, what did he get for backing down? What did Charles get?
Well, it's an incredibly interesting question, because, the trial, the impeachment trial, basically stalled. And the way impeachment worked is very similar to the US today, actually, where the articles are put forward by the Commons and then it's judged in the Lords. But the case that the Commons had was very, very weak, and the Lords recognised this. And Strafford and his legal team were able to basically kind of unpick them. So instead, the reformists went down a very different route, which also depended on parliamentary logic, but it was basically to pass a bill of attainder. And that is simply a parliamentary bill which declares that you are guilty of treason and can be executed. But that, of course, is a piece of legislation. So that has to go through the House of Commons. It has to go through the House of Lords, and it has to get the royal assent. And the way that it happens
is
that
the crowd... We have 30 seconds, Jonathan. 30 seconds.
Go ahead. Sorry, yeah. The crowd are used. So there's these kind of large crowds of Londoners outside the royal palace and outside the House of Parliament, threatening the peers and threatening the king. And so that's why he backed down in the end, because he was afraid.
And Strafford is gone, one of the strong right arms of the king. Jonathan Healy is the author of The Blood in Winter, England on the Brink of Civil War, 1642. When we come back, Charles re-enters his city, London. Or is it his? I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
There's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.